Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, October 13th, 2015. And this is The Connection. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking to young people living in rural areas.
Let's get talking live on Studio 7 and on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and also on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And to give us your contribution live on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, we are streaming live on the internet. You can head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com to check out the live stream of our show.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
In Zimbabwe, youth constitute 60% of the population, with majority of these youths living in the country's rural areas. These youth are facing a myriad of challenges, from basic necessities such as water to adequate education, skills training, and jobs. Youth organizations such as the Zimbabwe Youth Forum are among those that are working with young people to expand their prospects using entrepreneurial projects like farming, sewing, recycling, and others to create an economically rewarding life for them and their families in Tunga.
Indeed, although these organizations have been working with young people in the countryside, many of them say they are still struggling to make ends meet. And for some, even with a full secondary education, they are unable to pay for university or college fees or even secure a job. Many are now in their communities engaging in basic gardening or buying and selling to provide what they can for their families. So tonight, we want to hear from you, young people, to highlight the challenges you are facing, but also to tell us whatever accomplishments you have made in your communities. We want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And in Tunga, we've been getting so many messages on WhatsApp. We've been getting calls and everything. So the young people are definitely out there and they want to speak. So we'll read some messages. We'll listen to some tape that we got from some of our listeners and also some of the callers.
And indeed, the topic is proving to be a ratings machine, as Donald Trump would say. Yeah, njani emakhaya ikutibana lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection, lapho esikhangela khona abasakhulayo abahlala emaphandleni, sikhangela ikakhulu ubunzima abangaba behlangana labo, kanye lokuhle abangaba bekwenza ezigabeni zabo. Ngalokho sifuna ukuzwa gini lingaba likuziphi indawo zelizwe lisitshayele ucingo sizwe ukuba na lephila njani. Kwaziwa ivatereri, tukusangana nasi mochirongwa chevechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Apo tiri kukurukura nematambudziko ari kusangana nevechidiki zvikurusei vekumaruva. Na izvozvo tiri zireiro nare tinoda kunzwa kuti muri kuitei munharaunda dzenyu, pane mabasa here muri kuita ndokuti muwane nzira yekurarama, kana kuti hapana chekubata. Tiri zirei runhare, tikurukure pano pachirongwa chenyu The Connection.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ntunga. And on that note, of course, we are being joined by two of our guests right now, Ntunga Mili, and that is Ms. Tracy Gatawa, who is with the Zimbabwe Youth Forum. Tracy, thank you so very much for joining us on the program this evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And we are also, Ntunga, joined by Tamani Ngube, who is a former counselor in the Plumtree area. Tamani, thank you so very much for joining us today on the program.
Good evening. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's start off with Tamani. And of course, you know, some disclosure is
in order.
Tamani is my homeboy.
Yeah.
We went together to school. And, you know, I'm always delighted to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent guy, very smart. And, you know. So, Tamani, tell us, we know you are in Madlambuzi, apparently where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
How are young people making ends meet there?
To be honest, thank you for making me join the show. But to be honest, people are struggling, and young people in rural areas are facing mammoth challenges. Because, first of all, you have to consider that in order for someone to have a firm foundation for the future, you are considering such issues as education. And if you, I think you are very familiar with the differences between schools. For example, if you look at Madlambuzi Secondary School and Bambazi, there is a distance of almost about 70 or so kilometers. And honestly, there is no tertiary institution whatsoever in the whole district of Bulilima, which means our students, as soon as they complete their O-level, and those who are fortunate enough to complete A-level, we then have to scramble for places at tertiary institutions in Bulawayo, Mashingo, Harare, and so on, considering the issue of rentals and the economic situation. Because currently, where I am, we are never going to dream of employment. That is impossible. That is a far-fetched dream. The scenario is really pathetic, knowing that each and every year we have to roll out students out of secondary school so that they join society. And honestly, they find that there is no footing whatsoever. So the situation at the moment is very desperate.
And Tracy, we'll come to you. As Tamani is saying here, you know, there are, you know, thousands of young people day to day who are being, you know, circulated in the educational system. But then when they get out, they have no prospects. How are these young people able to survive day to day, in particular looking at fending or taking care of themselves and their families? Hello, Tracy?
Hello?
Yes, coming to you, how are young people able to fend day to day, as Tamani is saying that many of them are lacking opportunities?
Currently, I think young people are facing very vast economic challenges. And yes, as an organization, as Youth Forum, we actually tried to do some livelihood programs in rural areas. Which haven't, you know, really come to fruition as yet. And, of course, we are also facing, you know, challenges in terms of even the change in of the change in the climate. So the issue of climate change is even affecting their productivity, because I think most of the youth in the rural areas have access to land, and farming is one of the things, the livelihood activities that they can actually venture into. But because of climate change and lack of water, we see that young people are actually struggling to produce food even for their own consumption. Mm-hmm. So even subsistence farming has actually become a problem as we are getting from the youth in the rural areas. So now, we are seeing a lot of migration, whereby young people in rural areas are moving from their, you know, respective communities to neighboring countries like South Africa, just to look for something so that they can fend for themselves and their families. So the issue of livelihood is actually a challenge, a major challenge for the youth in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you there, Tracy. Sikhangele incwadi esizilotshelwe ngabanye abasakhule abahlala emaphandleni lapha, kumbe abake bahlala emaphandleni. Tatenda kule ncwadi yakuqala ethunyelwe ngusakhile Lili. Yena othi impilo yamaphandleni inhle ibuye ibembi. Ngike ngahlala khona ngakhulela khona. Ngusakhile lo usilobele incwadi kwele Botswana. Usazini Dubela ose Botswana uthi impilo yasekhaya inzima ngoba akulandlela yokuziphilisa. Njalo le mali yama youth project proposals abasinikezi kuba nzima ukugcina kubangela ukuthi siphumele ngapha ngaphandle.
Antunga pa WhatsApp tinema messages are weird. We have a Temba here who says, personally, I am not in the rural area, but all my life was spent in the rural areas. Truly speaking, rural life in Chimanimani West has had nothing to really admire except hunting and gathering catfish. We were penniless January to December. We admired radio DJs and imitating your voices. I think that's very nice. But he's saying right now, the youth in my area are now spending time doing menial jobs and drinking more beer and involving in sexual immorality. A general says, I'm a man living in Jombe in the Growth Point. Here, life is, to tell you the truth, is very hard. We are living by doing self jobs like building houses, carpentry, gold panning, but it's hard to land jobs that... it's hard to land jobs, and that is our main challenge. Let's read another one here from Panganai B, who says, Chipinge South, livelihood has gotten more difficult to cope with, especially to young parents here in Chipinge South, are faced with no jobs. Land seizures by Green Fuel, which employs a few of us who do not get paid on time and never full-time salaries. Arguments are on the rise in families, infidelity, especially young mothers, prostitution for food, and at times... pantries are filled by young girls, I guess, who are doing prostitution, as you're saying. So a lot of issues coming into play looking at the young families within the country.
Indeed. Si penduke kuwe tamani njengo kucho kwami ngaphambilini. You are a very smart young man. Ulobuchopho obucijileyo obukhaliphileyo. Kodwa siyazi uhlala ngapho emaphandleni ngenxa yokuswelakala kwama-opportunities. Uyikhusela njani imuli yakho? Kuyini okwenzayo?
Currently I am running i-papa shop. Ngenza nabanye nje ama-projects okuhlanganisa nabanye siwelda sibezane ukwenzela ukuthi khona sithole ukuphila. So hayi, mbona ukuthi khona lokho ngangihlanganisa ama-projects ami iyangenza ukuthi khona ngenelise ukuphumelela ngizame lokufuya izifuyo zona lezo ezifana nembuzi lenkomo. Mbona ingani mina ngile nhlanhla yokuthi khona lokho kungenza ngenelise ukuphila.
Siyabonga Thamani, qhubeka usecingweni khonapho. Timbotora Mtereri Tatenda tinazola kurungwe uko zola tinokugamuchira muchirongwa.
Pa chirongwa ichi ndandichikutaura kungoti se vana vechidikiwo kunoku kwatiri hakuna kunyatsomira zvakanaka.
Ko chii chiri kuitika?
Kunoku kumabasa haasi kubatika, vana vakuwara nokurima fodya havachaendi kuchikoro, saka asi vana vechidiki tiri kutotambura zvisingaiti.
Ko fodya yacho kana maitengesa munogona kurarama here nemari yamuri kuwana ipapo?
Fodya tikairima iyi hatizi kukwanisa kurarama nokuti vanoitenga vacho fodya havazi kutenga nemari inofadza. Saka chipo chokutongoti kutongokuvara tiri vana vadiki.
Ndeapi mamwe matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo? Tiri kunzwa kuti kudzimwe nzvimbo vana zvikuru sei vasikana vakumhanyira kuita kupinda mumamarriages ndokuti vagone kuwana mumwe achavabatsirawo murume achavabatsira ndokuti vararame because hapana nzira yekuwana cheuviri. Muri kusanganawo naro dambudziko iri here kunzvimbo kwenyu?
pamadambudziko iwayo kutaura chokwadi tokusanganidzirana navo nokuti vana vasikana ava kungotiwo vangwana pokungorarama hapana pokuraramira saka vakatongowanawo munhu anenge aine kamari mbijaniwo akatongotiwo ndinokupawo mari saka votongonogara vose ndo mamwe ematambudziko atiri kusanganidzirana nawo kuhurungu
Saka kana makurukota ehurumende akaterera iye zvino izvi kana kuti ani hake anenge achida kubatsira nderupiro batsiro rwamuri kutsvaka
papa tinga tichitongotiwo kana kune vanenge vachikwanisa kubatsira kune vanoona nezvikodzero dzevana vasikana vaya vaya vambofamba vachimbodzidzisawo muzvikoro nemumadzisondo imomo vachidzidzisa kuti vati vanhu vasikana vagowanawo kubatsirika
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Zola kurungwe uko
aiwa tinotenda ndongotiwo dai mamaramba muchingotibatawo
aiwa tichaita izvozvo mukoma Zola
Of course, there Mkoma Zola was talking about in Hurungwe, where the young people are there doing tobacco farming, which is saying is not even lucrative for them. And then also the issue of marriages, where, you know, we spoke earlier to Vanessa, who was in Gwanda, where she was saying, you know, you're seeing a lot of young girls who are tending to go towards marriage because that will be their only way to sustain a livelihood. She was saying herself, as Zola was saying, they get into these families, but then they're also facing a lot of challenges in terms of surviving.
Yebo, kunjalo tatenda njalo kuyadanisa lokho. Sithatha omunye umlaleli, uNkululeko Nkomo eSlovela. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Nkomo.
Nami ngiyathaba ukungena kuhlelo.
Yeah, hayi, lati siyathaba baba. Kunjani enkabazwe?
Hayi, bona ukuchisa.
Isikhathi sakhona baba ungenile kuhlelo akusiphi umbono wakho
mbona kusenama-challenges sibili ukuthi abesifazana ukuthi ngabe kulama-organizations angenayo abafundise ngoba singakhangela isiko lisabacindezele sibili kakhulu osokufana nokuthi kukhanya kube yinto enzima nje let's say mbukugqoka ama-trouser and so forth kusamangalisa endaweni lezi ezeruzeva ungathola ukuthi basakuviki basakuvalelwa ukuthi bangakwenzi abantu bangomama lokho
thina sikhulao sithi ungagqoki ibrugwe ungumfazi bahle bathi ha nangunondindo lapha lokhu ukhona lowo mkhuba
ya lokhu ebesawuqhuba sibili abanye bathi umuntu wonke osegqoke itrawuzi sengani uvelele bhawa
kwezentuthuko lapha limi njani esilobela
hayi
yebo Nkomo uyangizwa akhona ama-projects inenziwa ngabasakhule akhona ngapha esilobela
akula ama-project awakho
liphila njani pho njengabasakhulayo
ngapha abasakhulayo kuphilwa ngayo yi-mining ukuthi obaba bazohamba kumayining omama labo bazohamba sebesiyathengisa kubona lawo ama-miners bethengisa izimpahla bepheka izitshwala khona ngaloku mayinwa khona yikho
abaziphilisa ngakho okay hayi no siyabonga mnumzana Nkomo ngokungena kuhlelo
hayi nami ngiyabonga
noyo ndi Mkoma Nkululeko Nkomo okusilobela angachitaura nekuti vechidiki vakawanda ikoko vakuita zvemining ndokuti vawane chevuviri
Tracy Tomboya kwauri uri parunare
ndiripo
okay chingotipa reaction yako uchinzwa zvataura nevateereri wedu vari ku raw areas ekuZimbabwe
ndinoti makambudziko avari kusangana nawo ka sevechidiki akafanana munzvimbo dzese
Tinoona even tanga tichaura zvevasikana vari kupinda mumamerieji kuti vawane chekubatsirika. Vanenge vachizviita izvi nekuti inenge kunenge kuri kusiri kusikuda kwavo, asi ndozvaanenge achiona kutoti pamende ndikaroorwa ndokwanisa kubuda mumatambudziko angu. And tinoona kuti even vasikana vanenge vachibva kumamisha koko vachiuya kana kumakoleji vanonjovatina vanopedzera kuchiva kubatana nezvakawanda-wanda vachipedzera vakubatwa nezvirwere zvepabonde nekuti vanenge vachitsvaga mari even yekuzviriritira, because kwachona kwavanenge vachibva hakuna chiri productive chiri kuitika. And ndinobayira kuti vana vechidiki mayouth ari mumaruwa aya vari kuita zvakawanda kuti vakwanise kubata chombiri nekumira kwakaita nyika yedu, hapana chiri kunyatsokubuda. And sezvanga zvichingotaurwa ndoo chaizvo chaizvo mamiriro azvakaita, and machallenges anoda kutoti tibatane pamwe chete tinge tichikwanisa kutema tichoita sei.
Thank you there, Tracy.
And personally, I grew up in the countryside, Madlambu, Zimanguvo, and I can relate to the many problems that these young people are facing. Of course, we must say that on Thursday, it's the International Day of Rural Women. Therefore, we have a special here on Studio 7. We'll be focusing on the life of a rural woman on Thursday on the Women's Forum.
And of course, as hopefully our listeners have been hearing on our Shona English and Ndebele news shows, we have been running a promo where we're asking our listeners to send us their audio telling us how life is for them in the rural areas in Zimbabwe. And right now, we actually have one person who sent us something today. It was, of course, Wechidiki. So maybe, I don't know, the youth are stepping up to the plate, but we want to make sure that everyone sends their audio to our WhatsApp number that is 001-202-465-0318. You just record yourself on your WhatsApp audio recording, send it to us, and we'll play it on air. So let's take a listen to what one of our listeners said about his life in the rural area. I think he's from Mudzi.
Votai zanupiefu chaugadzira emabasa ya developa kunzvimbo kwenyu, but usvika pari zvino hapana kana development imwe chete yaitwa nezanupiefu tiri kuno kumudzi. Tiri kungotambudzika kusvika ndakatozongotizawo mumudzi izvezvi ndiri kutozeraramira ndiri kuBotswana, asi hapana kana chimwe chete chakaitwa nemusangano, asi chichishandiswa kunzi hatikurudzirei musangano, hativhoterei musangano. Saka ndinoti kune vechidiki variko vakasara vari kumusha, ngavabve mukushandiswa watarisira mangwana ravo. Ndatini.
Thank you there to our listener who sent his message from Mudzi, letting us know about his view. He was saying there that he actually had to go to Botswana because things were very tough for him. But he's talking about the issue of politics, which unfortunately we cannot run away from when we talk about some of the issues that young people are facing in Zimbabwe in general, and people indeed. So he pointed that out there.
Very interesting sentiment there from that gentleman, obviously, yena yabasakhulayo liqaphele ukusetshenziswa libandla leZANU-PF. Uthi yena wasetshenziswa libandla leZANU-PF bethenjiswa ukubana sizalilethela intuthuko, kodwa akukenzakali khonokho. Silo mlaleli lapha atatenda eBotswana uSakhile. Siyakwamukela uhlelo, Sakhile. Halo, Sakhile.
Hello.
Yebo, Sakhile, kunjani eBotswana?
Hayi, eBotswana ku-right, kuyachisa kuphela.
Yebo, kithi sikuzwa kuhle, very clear, ungathi khonapha eWashington.
Ha, khona ke botswana go shuti lape ngkoni ne tweke ya ngkoni ngono a ifani le kwe zinda
ah kuhle iyavuma kakhulu ah kusitshele ngodaba esingalo namhlanje so ungenele kuhlelo
ya ngiyalizwa ukukhulela ekhaya ku right ku right thanga abantu omama abakhulela ekhaya especially ku youth mina ngikhulela ekhaya mawukhulu sekhaya kuba lezi izinto osalela ngazo emuva njengokuthi ezinjathi kulezi nsuku labo internet kulazi uzafica ukuthi nawo sekhaya uyabungakwazi lutho noma ufailile awakula ngabadala bangathabala mali suhlala ngokha amanzi uyezi konke kodwa ungakhanyela uyabe esedorobheni uyabe ele mpilo yabe njani oyabe e-open to into eziningi so kuphile kuhlale ekhaya kubi but kathesi njengami ngiphile ngahlala ekhaya sengibuyele futhi back to the youth bona abanye abafeyile isikolo abasekhaya so ukuthi siyazama ukuthi siyi-group of abadala abawum-5 so siyenze e-project ezabenza ukuthi bengakwanisi ukuthi bekwanisa ukuthi bavula amehlo i-project yethu kuyathunga ama-inform kuyasile site okugcina khona inkukhu sile site okulinywa khona so siyenze ukuthi i-youth enaleyo ifunde ezinye izinto umsebenzi yezandla bakwanisa ukuthi beyethengisa emathawuni lawa bakwanisa ukuthi babone ezinye izinto ade bengazazi njengokuhlala ekhaya
ngomsebenzi omuhle lo eliwenzayo sakhile liqhubela ngapi iproject yenu
isesigodini emathebeleleni south endaweni okuthiwa kusejilo
oh esigodini ejilo
yes ejilo esikolo
bangako ntangele bancedisayo
khathesi ngikona sisasungula asikabi labo abaningi sisaqalisa ukuthi sibabize babuye bakwanisa ukuthi babone bebengakabi besingakabakhomfisi kakhulu ngoba abanye mangikhona bacabanga ukuthi maybe yinto engasozisebenzi abanye bacabanga ukuthi ngabanjani ngoba abaningi babo kwalethi isikhathi sendlala umuntu uyavuka ayethi inhlanzi angabuya lapho angena emzini yabantu athengise ayethenga impuphu ezitola uyapheke so ezinye izinto uyabe engakwazi ukuthi ungakwanisa ukuthi ulime uthatha ibhasi yemakethi uyethengisa ngoba ungene kwezinye indawo ubone ukuthi impilo injani phandle ungekho emakhaya so ezinye izinto abantu abaningi baya bengaziboni plus i-youth yabomama amankazana lawo umuntu angavele afeyile isikolo aqalise ukuhlala ekhaya faza ngosezithweli imikhuhlane la ikhonapho ngosesiyayenda uphongeyenda ukuthi kala option yokuthi ungenzani but kuyabe ungazi ukuthi kuyayenda ukuthi uyabe ufuna ukwenza uyabe phongeuhambisayo ukuthi impilo yokuthi usekhaya kala option akakwazi ukuthi athini kodwa ungathi osedorobheni eqeda uform 1 ungamuthi hambeyenda akasoze avume ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi into ezinjalo kulabo abuse kule nto eziningi ezinjalo zinjalo umfana oqeda uform 1 edorobheni ungamthambeli isinkomo kaso zavume ngoba yakwazi ukuthi kwelisa inkomo aso nto e-right kuyawamela dinga eminye imisebenzi engamncedi kwenzela ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ngempilo yiyo ama-challenges abantu abahlala emakhaya
hayi limqotho lelo sakhile siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo sizaqhubeka sikhuluma
okay siyabonga
That was Sakile there in Habron, Botswana, saying that she has teamed up with her colleagues, five or so, to come up with a project in Esigodini to help young people.
Yeah, I think that is one of the main things that a lot of organizations like Tracy's Zimbabwe Youth Forum and other ones, even Tamani, are talking about, you know, how projects can help young people in the rural areas. But of course, in Tunga, we're almost at the time for the first half of our show. So we'd like to obviously thank everyone for joining us this evening. We have Tinashe in Matt South on the line. Hold on the line, Tinashe. We'll talk to you after this break. And to all the young people out there in the rural areas, keep calling. We want to hear from you. We are still going on with our show.
Bo mama bemaphandleni lingakhohlwa ngolwesine kuhlelo olwabesifazana khona pa sikhuluma ngempilo yenu emaphandleni liphila njani bo mama lingakhohlwa okwamanje sokwesikhathi sokwehlukana lana be radio kodwa abaku internet lingayikatshana.